listening to Making Life Brighter on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, where we provide you with the latest information in natural healing, consciousness training, and all cutting-edge healing modalities, featuring experts in their field, including authors, musicians, and artists. Making Life Brighter is your forum for healing, inspiring, and uplifting entertainment. Here is your host, Winifred Adams.
Good morning out there, everybody across the world. I hope you're going jolly this morning. I'm saying hello to you from Malibu, California, where it's sunny and springtime and a little bit foggy, too. It's all in one. And we are having a wonderful spring so far. It's a little bit cooler, thank goodness. But I wanted to share with you some great shows from Brazil, and I hope that you were able to tune in. We just had a super month last month, and thank you to all of you out there that are listening worldwide, and thank you to all of you that share this show worldwide with other people, because I hope that it's making your lives brighter. Special shout out to Japan, which is always a loyal following, and even Russia. Hello, Russia. I know that we have this political thing going on with all the things in politics and what's happening on the internet and all that. But, you know, I believe in good hearts everywhere. So hello to everybody around the world. I was down in Brazil, down at John of God, in case you missed it. And I did a couple shows live down there. I still have more to do down there. So I'll be sharing more of this amazing journey down at the healing vortex of John of God and working with the entities of light. And the entities of light do some pretty amazing, miraculous healings for people, whether they have emotional, physical, or spiritual things to work on. And as I shared the last two shows, one thing that is a common theme is that everybody has to do their work. And I think this is true of any kind of healing modality anywhere around the world, that you can see a miracle happen, you can have a miracle happen, but basically you have to be grateful, you have to be humble, and you have to be available. And if you go down there to Brazil and you visit John of God, you will understand when we say you have to do your work, what that really means. And down there they have the current room, which people can sit in, which is a beautiful way to give back at the same time that you're receiving. It's a way of clearing some of your karma, working on your meditational skills, and you're in this gorgeous environment of powerful, powerful energy that is assisting you to come to a place of greater understanding with yourself and perhaps even your family members and people that you have trouble with in this world, or, you know, whatever relationships you have that could use some work and some more love. It's an easier way to get to it. So it's quite an experience. You know, the synchronicities down there abound, and I think I've talked about that on previous shows, but specifically, it's kind of like a fifth dimensional vortex. And when you step into that, things that you think about almost instantly manifest. You need something, boom, the person shows up or the thing happens. You are thinking about something, and then suddenly things interface so that you have your answer very quickly. I think that in our density here, people struggle quite a bit with trying to hear their spirit. And I would say that our social media, our media in general, and the pace of our life here lends to pressure so that it's distracting and you can't really hear your own spirit as clearly. In Brazil, spiritism is really a common theme in life. And spiritism, which was founded a long time ago, it's sort of a mix of ancient culture, and some of that derived actually from Africa, combined with a belief system that spirits are alive and well and assist people. And like the doctors at John of God that come in through John's body and help people with these ailments, people in Brazil believe in spiritism and the help from the spirit world much differently than we do in the West. And so if you had a problem or an ailment in Brazil, you might go to the doctor and get diagnosed. But what you'll do next is you might go to a spiritist center to get a healing, another opinion from what we call here in the West medical intuitives, or assistance with it through a medium, a medical medium, that will channel some kind of message to you from the spirit world. And that's common. That's not common here in the United States. And that's not common yet anywhere else in the world the same way it is in Brazil. Now, maybe in the Philippines they have that some more because they have some really powerful healers over there that do the thing where they like separate your skin and can reach into your body with their hand and do all that kind of thing and fix things like that. I love this stuff. I have to tell you honestly, I love to see these things. I can't get enough of it. I eat it up. I just watch these things like, wow, that is amazing. Because technically they're just moving energy. You are particulates of energy. Or as in the Christ series that we're talking about, you're the shimmering of modes. You're the shimmering of electrical particles that are put together, held together by gravity and a density and spirit energy, which then is technically made up of light and microbes and put together into a thing called a body, an organ, a system, all of that. And then these people who are able to see that can divide that energy field up, correct the energetic anomaly or the issue, and then seal it back up again. Now, down at John of God, he doesn't do it quite like that. That's more common in the Philippines. But he uses different modalities unlike anyone else on earth right now. And there's always been somebody in Brazil that's done some kind of miraculous healing like this. So Allan Kardec was kind of the founder of the spiritist movement down there. And he's written numerous books on spiritism in general. He was very much like some of the old scholars that were playing with consciousness in England in the day. And, England is another very psychic zone in our world where many mediums and psychics are derived from. But they also have a very, very ancient history on that land, going way, way back in time. And they have tremendous tradition and culture. Brazil is a little newer. However, the combination of cultures, both from Africa and moving over into from the South American sort of Indians, if you will, and the combination of those has resulted in this spiritist movement. So would you call John of God a spiritist center? Well, the Brazilians might. And what's curious to me is when I go down into the city of Brasilia, and there are some really neat things to see there as well, people don't really know who John of God is. Now, that might change coming in May because there's going to be another movie released about him. And that movie, I think, is called Silence is a Prayer. And you can look for that movie upcoming. It's going to be released across the world, first in France and then out across the world. And I believe it features him and what he's doing. I haven't seen it yet, so I'm with you. I want to go see it and, you know, find out what they're talking about there. But you can have that upcoming. Yet when that movie launches out there, I think more of the Brazilians themselves will even know who John of God is. And the funny part is he's kind of like a cult rock star in Brazil, where people of a certain culture know of him. They travel days on buses to get up there to get a treatment, to get one surgery, to get help with one thing. And then they travel the bus all the way back home to where they came from. And yet, as a pop culture phenomenon, he's known more in the Western world than he is throughout the Brazilian community. However, that might change coming in May when this movie comes out. So back to spiritism. Spiritism and spiritism centers are big on mediumship. And mediumship is something that's kind of taking the world by storm right now. And mediumship is people being able to channel entities, channel beings of, I think, from the astral plane, channeling information to give someone a message, to give someone insight. Now, I just want to clarify for the record that the work that I do may have a degree of insight to it, which some people call channeling. But I would really like to say that it's not as much channeling as it is direct communication. And that comes from work that I've done over 20 years to hone a skill to move through different dimensional frequencies to have a greater perspective. And I believe at the end of the day, you can go to someone who's channeling for you, but you yourself need to know how to have that direct connection. And that's the goal. For me and my work and the things that I see on this planet, it's critical if we want to change this civilization entirely that we find a balance within ourselves. And as John of God put it in the interview I did with him, he called it equilibrium. We need to find the equilibrium within us. And that equilibrium gives you confidence. It gives you a sense of belonging. It gives you a wholeness. And that wholeness then lends to an opening for more contact directly with your spirit. Not necessarily other spirits, but your own spirit. And your own spirit has all your answers. So while spiritism is a very vital part of the Brazilian culture and has been for a long time, their belief system is open to it. But I'm kind of saying, what about one step more? What if you yourself could go direct and have that information by honing your own guidance system? We were all born with a particular guidance system. That guidance system is meant to help us and assist us. But the how is the problem. How do you get there? Well, down at John of God, I think the how for some people is answered to some degree with the meditation, with the current, with insights they get when they're down there, affirmations that they get, clearings and cleansings so the heavy weight of their karma gets dissipated and they can free up a little bit and have more insight, sort of like a newborn baby is new to the world, right? It's like a reset. And they say down there that they work on people two generations forward and two generations back. So karmas that you carry familially in your bloodline, as well as that which you've created in your own lifetimes, is worked on. And the spiritist centers all have that same belief system. Now, do other spiritist centers have entities like at John of God? I can't speak to that because I've never been to another one in Brazil. I don't know. But I do know that it's a very, very, very powerful center at John of God. And the entities of light that come, the saints that come, I've spoken about those saints in other shows. All of that is lined up for people to have an absolute understanding of their belief systems further, as well as growing and reaching toward their own spirit. So spiritist centers are helpful, but I'm kind of urging people in my work and with the meditations that I'm doing to keep reaching. Keep looking and searching in your heart for the highest truth. And coming to understand your own spirit is one of the higher truths. There's so much to that. It's like jumping off the deep end if I were to start going down that road exactly. We'll save that for another day. But just to speak to the fact that spiritism is very common in Brazil. Spiritism is a way of life in Brazil. It's not foreign. Here and the shows that I've done, I hope to have shared some very beautiful and uplifting stories and give people hope that are suffering, give people hope when they don't know where to turn and they don't have another answer for their healing. They don't know how something that's major can be turned around and what can happen for them. And that's a possibility in the world there. Now, I do miraculous things in my healing, and I do it day in and day out. How does that happen? Well, I believe a connection that is sincere and direct allows for the light that comes from the highest source, God, all it is out there, can come through and enact itself on the person's behalf if they're available and they're willing. If they're willing to receive, things can happen. Although here, I hold meditations and do things here like we're going to do tonight, where people get an experience of comparison of energy fields, and it's inspiring to them to keep working toward knowing their spirit some more. So there's quite a bit to talk about regarding John of God, spiritism, and energy. And when I come back from break, I'm going to share with you more about that, more about this trip, and I'm going to share with you about the Lemurian seed crystals, because I'll share with you a great, great story about a crystal that I got. And wow. So I have some more fun things to share with you. So stay tuned. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, and you can email me at radio@makinglifebrighter.com if you want to. And I have some great crystals upcoming that I brought back from John of God that I'll be sharing with you and talk about that next segment as well. If you missed the great show on the manager, Ronnie Schneider, who managed the Beatles and the Rolling Stones, you can go back to the archives on makinglifebrighter.com and check that out. We've got a lot of great feedback on that show, and people all around the world really enjoyed that. And he has a book out that you can get on Amazon as well. And that's Ronnie Schneider, and that was in the beginning of April. So you can go check that out. You can go to makinglifebrighter.com and go down to the player. And when you click on the player, the sidebars there have all the archives of all the shows, and you can check that out there. But, wow, so the Beatles are seemingly front and center all year. All right, everybody, we'll be right back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio. I'm your host, Winifred Adams, and we're going jolly today as we talk about spiritism, we're talking about healing, and we're going to talk about Lemurian seed crystals next. Stay tuned.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you seen Winifred's healing jewelry? See what collectors and celebrities have been adoring for decades. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning, based on the energetic healing property of natural semi-precious gemstones. Whether you prefer a custom design or wish to choose something special from her handcrafted line of jewelry, all of Winifred's designs are tuned in a crystal quartz tuning bowl to the word love. Blessed stones by masters and even John of God, these healing pieces have been coveted by happy customers for years. With a fine eye for energy and aesthetic, Winifred brings to life the beauty within each stone and its unique healing properties. Enjoy more energy with Brazilian citrine. Protect yourself from EMFs and rebalance with tourmalines. Break unwanted patterns with beautiful appetite. Choose from a wide variety of gemstones and their healing properties. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning. Follow on Facebook at Designs by Winifred or email at info@designsbywinifred.com.
You voted show host Winifred Adams Writer of the Year for her Making Life Brighter consciousness columns, Entertainer of the Year 2 years running for her Making Life Brighter radio show, and Humanitarian of the Year for the third year running for her healing work and work at John of God. Medical intuitive and host of the Voice America Making Life Brighter radio show, Winifred Adams is your resource for wellness and consciousness training. A master healer for 20 years with a worldwide and celebrity clientele, Winifred uses her unique gifts to help those in need with physical, spiritual, and emotional ailments or trauma. Individuals and families may book private sessions in person or via Skype worldwide. Go to makinglifebrighter.com for more information. Enjoy Winifred's monthly articles with upwards of 30,000 fans. To buy music and subscribe to her Voice America radio show, visit iTunes worldwide. Follow along on Facebook at Making Life Brighter for her latest humanitarian effort to help move elephants in South America to a free roam sanctuary.
your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. That's radio@makinglifebrighter.com. And now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
And we're back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, and I'm your host, Winifred Adams, and we're talking about John of God in Brazil and my recent trip down there for healing and taking people for healing. The next trip upcoming will be in July, and so if you're interested in going, please reach out right away and email me at makinglifebrighter@yahoo.com. So if you'd like to go down to see John of God for an upcoming trip, I need to speak to you about that, and you can join us, and we will be going down there at the end of July and beginning of August. So reach out to me at makinglifebrighter@yahoo.com and we'll talk. John of God was just recently, in like a week ago, he was recommended and bestowed the honor of becoming a member of the Order of Malta. And that is an organization that's a humanitarian organization in Brazil. And it's an international organization as well. And there's only like, a few members in it. But he's one of the ones that was, because of his service to humanity, just brought into that. And that's a great honor. He has so many accolades and so many things that he's acquired over the years for his great work as a medium. And he is a very, very, very talented medium. There is, like I said before, no medium that does exactly what he does on Earth at this time. He is a healing medium that has extraordinary capacity to hold spirit doctors and the light of saints in his body. And they work through his body, using his body to heal people. So I recently took someone down there that had a severe cancer issue, among other things. And even after the first surgery, you could see a difference and a change immediately. But it's necessary to follow the protocols and the rules. And it's necessary to go there with the attitude that not only will you heal, that you will do your part in the healing, which is showing up available, showing up ready to look at your issues as best you can, and to be open to change, to receive, technically, just to receive. But John of God's received many honors, and he is a doctor of spiritism as well. And he is a doctor of spiritism, and he gave me that paperwork to hold on to, and he is proving that he's a doctor of spiritism. So I was talking in the last segment about Alan Kardec, and Alan Kardec was sort of the father of the spiritist movement in modern culture today. And he wrote many volumes about spiritism and just the philosophies about believing, for example, that you are more than just this body here right now and this is it. That there is another life out there beyond this dimension. And when you die and you cross over, you are just still energy, and you are your spirit. Well, spirits can communicate, and you know, people pray to spirits, they pray for insight, they pray for help, they pray to God, they pray to saints, they pray in general. And prayer is basically a focused intention that draws closer to you that which you are intending. It also begets humility, which is an energetic scientific formula for opening a pathway directly to spirit. So when people are examining the philosophies behind spiritism, they will often look at one's belief system and how open they are to receiving and to also being humble enough to ask for help, which is technically prayer. Please help me with. So when you go to John of God, you are allowed to ask three questions, but when you go in front of the entity, please help me with my thyroid issue. Please help me with my relationship issues. Please help me with my cancer, whatever. And all those things are accounted for, though the entities of light and the spirit doctors can already see what you need. But your asking basically gives them permission to work on you. And it is your humility that draws in that actual healing potential. So going back to Allan Kardec, he was the father of spiritism, and there's volumes of his work. And then from there, Chico Xavier was the next one that came along, and Chico Xavier also wrote volumes and volumes of transcribed text from his spirit saint, which I believe was Emmanuel. And he worked closely with that saint throughout his lifetime, and he was the first of the spiritists to go on television worldwide to be kind of put on the hot seat and questioned about this as to what is this, and, you know, how do you claim you make these healings and do these things? And so the scientific world was trying to wrap their head around how this could happen. And as any of us that are in the spiritual world know, those things are clearly possible, and the belief system of a person allows that to be more possible. So in some cases, these spiritists help people have hope. In other cases, they do direct healings, and in other cases, they answer a question or they bring about a shift in belief so that they are more open and available to receiving. And that shift of understanding allows. Allowing is the critical word here. And allowing, whether it's the work here in the West, the kind of work that I do as a medical intuitive and extreme healer, or work that they do as spiritism down there in Brazil. But allowing is critical. So Chico Xavier was a friend of John of God's, João, before he passed. And he sort of passed the torch on to John of God. And each one of these men had done it differently. Each one had approached healings in a miraculous way, very different than the one before them. But they all shared the same understanding at the end of the day. And that understanding is their belief in God, their belief in the power of healing and change, and that things you say can't be done can be done. So it's the other worlds are alive and well all around us. And for many people, that's already a given. For the new kids that are coming in today, they're like, yeah, we see that. We got that. We've got that. They don't need all the convincing. They weren't ingrained in a society that said religious doctrination only. They are available with information on the internet. They've got just everything at their fingertips, including a new world that allows for these types of belief systems to automatically be so. So the convincing isn't so necessary today for young souls that are being born. Whereas in the time of Chico Xavier, there was a very staunch religious order that kept things in a certain position. So it made it difficult to explain a miracle, for example, or that a message could be coming through someone other than, say, the Pope or the priest. And then these spiritism centers popped up all over. So Chico Xavier, there's a movie out about him. It was put out by Sony, actually, and it showcases his entire life. And when I take people down to Brazil, I show them this movie. Because basically, this is real history. This is some of the history book things that young people today don't know, but it would give them context to what they understand in our culture or in modern culture today. And these people dedicated their entire lives to service to humanity. That's the part that, besides the sensational healing part, they don't realize. They suffered greatly, including John of God, who's been thrown in jail I don't know how many times from different people. you know, claiming he's this, he's that, and all these things, only to let him free and then show up and ask for help. So Chico Javier also went through things like that, where he was persecuted. He was, given a hard time overall. Anyway, he was a person that wrote volumes and volumes of transcribed messages and work, not only about Spiritism, but about the world in general and the times coming up, much like Edgar Cayce did. And he spoke. In fact, I spoke to a woman who was a German woman that knew her family knew him when he was alive. And he spoke about next year, July 19th, as being a critical turning point in the earth. And so he was saying basically everything's leading up to that date in that time. What does that mean? Well, I wouldn't focus so much on what that means as to just keep growing and keep your own reaching toward understanding self and spirit intact, keeping your own equilibrium, keeping your own balance, finding joy in life, finding love in life, finding the things that feed you. And Chico Javier was instrumental in setting the stage for what John of God does today. And he handed him a transcribed writing of which John of God gave me a picture of and said, here's a picture of the day that Chico Javier gave me this. And he told me I would be moving here to Abadjania, Brazil, and working and doing this. So he handed that over, and Chico died, I think, at the age of 90. And he lived a long life and had a huge, huge impact, not only on the world, but on Brazil and how Brazil modernized itself into Spiritism. John of God has spent his entire life being a healing medium, and his work has been recognized, as I said in the beginning of the segment, by many different factions and organizations over time. But all of this is just sharing something that's happening in the world. Now, there are miracles every day, everywhere, all the time. And miracles are possible in any way. And people say, well, you just have to believe. You do have to believe. And I would go as far as to say this. You not only have to believe, but you have to be able to hold that miracle in you and have a nervous system that's evolved and advanced and open enough to continue that frequency of shift that you just received called a miracle. If you don't and you reject it, so you had a miracle, but you can't hold on to it. Having a miracle that's a beautiful, lasting miracle, as you'll hear time and time again in multiple stories, especially here in the U.S., you know, somebody died, they witnessed themselves, they came back to life, it was a miracle, they came back to life, and their whole attitude changed. Their life changed from that point forward. They are different people. And they behaved different, they had more compassion, they had more insight, they had more yearning towards spirit, they had an ability to take life and capitalize on life with compassion. So just the shift of belief system can make a big difference in what you do. But upcoming, you know, our world is a little bumpy and there's a lot of people out of balance. And it behooves us to stay in balance. So when I was down there this time, I came across a tablet. And this was a real tablet that was very unique and very special, from called a Lemurian seed crystal tablet. And I was going to purchase this tablet, but a French man purchased it prior to me. And I happened upon him at the store. And he showed me a picture of it because he didn't have it there at the moment, but he had already just purchased it and taken it home. He's back at the store and he showed me the picture, and I thought it was fabulous synchronicity and dumb luck that I was there and he was talking about it, and that's the very thing that I had come for. Well, he let me see it, and I'm telling you, this thing radiated energy. Oh my gosh. It was so powerful. And then he ended up sitting in front of me by one pew in the current room for meditation that day. And he had this thing on the floor in front of him. I don't think it was a mistake because I sat directly behind him. And whoa, could I feel the energy. And each time he kind of bent forward, and we were there for like 4 hours. So every time he sort of leaned forward, I think I did too. We were sort of in this sink of energies as we meditated. And it was fabulous. So what is a Lemurian seed crystal? Well, we're going to go through that. But Lemuria was an ancient society, an ancient civilization where learning and advanced technology and spirituality were in the forefront, but it was a very peaceful society. And so these seed crystals come from that actual time frame. And there's a lot of question around where was Lemuria, what was Lemuria. People have talked about Atlantis. They've talked about Lemuria. They've talked about the Anunnaki, and they've talked about Egypt as ancient civilizations. But Lemuria is one of the more peaceful of those ancient civilizations. And we're going to talk about that, and I'm going to go into the seed crystal next and what that means and the one that I brought back and, you know, what that's for, et cetera, et cetera. So it's exciting. The crystals that come from Brazil are a little more supercharged, I'd say, sometimes because they have in them more water. And some of the crystals that I looked at actually have water encased in them. And they are sometimes hundreds of thousands of years old with water stuck in the crystal, and you can swish it around. It's water from ancient, ancient, ancient times. It's amazing. I mean, I am such a crystal lover and always have been since I was a kid. I don't even know how I figured this out. I must have been from Lemuria. But I love these things. And so I brought home some to sell to people as well. So if you're interested in crystals, I'll be posting that online on Facebook on Designs by Winifred. And you can check out and follow along on Making Life Brighter on Facebook. And so when we come back, I'm going to talk to you more about the Lemurian seed crystal that I brought back and what that means and what Lemurian seed crystals can do for us. And as we move into this next phase in the world, this is a very powerful tool. So you're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio. I'm your host, Winifred Adams, and we will be right back.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you seen Winifred's healing jewelry? See what collectors and celebrities have been adoring for decades. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning, based on the energetic healing property of natural semi-precious gemstones. Whether you prefer a custom design or wish to choose something special from her handcrafted line of jewelry, all of Winifred's designs are tuned in a crystal quartz tuning bowl to the word love. Blessed stones by masters and even John of God, these healing pieces have been coveted by happy customers for years. With a fine eye for energy and aesthetic, Winifred brings to life the beauty within each stone and its unique healing properties. Enjoy more energy with Brazilian citrine. Protect yourself from EMFs and rebalance with tourmalines. Break unwanted patterns with beautiful appetite. Choose from a wide variety of gemstones and their healing properties. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning. Follow on Facebook at Designs by Winifred or email at info@designsbywinifred.com.
You voted show host Winifred Adams Writer of the Year for her Making Life Brighter consciousness columns, Entertainer of the Year 2 years running for her Making Life Brighter radio show, and Humanitarian of the Year for the third year running for her healing work and work at John of God. Medical intuitive and host of the Voice America Making Life Brighter radio show, Winifred Adams is your resource for wellness and consciousness training. A master healer for 20 years with a worldwide and celebrity clientele, Winifred uses her unique complete gifts to help those in need with physical, spiritual, and emotional ailments or trauma. Individuals and families may book private sessions in person or via Skype worldwide. Go to MakingLifeBrighter.com for more information. Enjoy Winifred's monthly articles with upwards of 30,000 fans. To buy music and subscribe to her Voice America radio show, visit iTunes worldwide. Follow along on Facebook at Making Life Brighter for her latest humanitarian effort to help move elephants in South America to a free roam sanctuary.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at MakingLifeBrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@MakingLifeBrighter.com. That's radio@MakingLifeBrighter.com. And now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
And we're back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, and special thanks to everybody out there for taking the time to listen and share these shows with everybody around the world. Thank you so much. I was talking to you about Lemurian seed crystals and my trips down to Brazil and John of God, and I wanted to go into the amazing value of Lemurian seed crystals and why they're so powerful and important. So for those people that are interested in previous civilizations and ancient cultures, Lemuria was a society that was geared toward technology and spirituality. And it was kind of thought of like as the scholarly society, really. More peaceful, more learned, more spiritually evolved. And though people argue and often say that Lemuria was like the coast of California into Hawaii and Japan and all that, the truth is it was a giant landmass at the time that included what we know today as South America, Africa, India, and Australia. And it was not originally located in the Pacific, as people say. But when the land masses broke up, things moved on. But the land changed, so all these continents are divided now, and these crystals are mostly excavated out of Brazil. They come out of these places there, and they may be in a few other places, but it's primarily out of Brazil. And what really is interesting is they are, when these crystals are formed, they're trapped and they're kind of protected by a very compacted layer of sand. And this doesn't happen with other crystals in nature the same way. And what you see on these crystals, they're a bit opaque, whereas normal crystals that are quartz are clear with inclusions in them, which is gravity at work on them, among other things, but the inclusions in them give them stories, and they say that when you look into a crystal and you see all the inclusions, that you can see things in there, and it's true, you can. It's, in fact, I just got another one that I brought home that has an entire scape of mountains in it and a man praying in it, and you can't deny it. When you look at it, you go, wow, everybody can see that. It's phenomenal what the spirit world and nature is doing if we could only be clear enough to see it from a different perspective. But these Lemurian seed crystals are opaque by nature. They aren't clear like the clear quartz crystals, and they don't have, generally, they don't have any inclusions in them the same way that you see most crystals. They're a little more solidly opaque. And what happens is, you can see when they're cut, they have stripes in them. That's what delineates them. You know that that's a Lemurian seed crystal because of these stripes in their training. And some people say that you can read that almost like a script. It stored information from that time frame. And were you able to get in tune with this, you would be able to understand sort of an ancient text of information stored in these crystals. Well, Lemurians used, or are used today, technically, for physical body healing, spiritual elevation, and kind of creating positive energy. For those that can kind of travel back in time, they can pick up the subtleties of whatever their crystal is holding for them. But they are mostly coming out of Brazil. And when you use these, you can feel a really strong grounding. Your whole body just kind of comes in and grounds. Now, when I was talking about the tablet that I wanted to get and the French man bought it, what I did is I went back and I studied the other ones that were there, and I got a fairly large crystal that you can hold in a hand, but it's large. It's got to be 8 to 10 pounds. It's heavy. And yet it's got this kind of cut in it where it sits right in the groove of your hand. So I used it and meditated with it extensively when I was there. And this thing is amazing. It's also got these triangles in it on the side, which made it very unique. It was similar to the tablet, only it was something you could hold in your hand. And I used it also as a tool for energy transfer when I was focusing for my mother's surgery while I was down there. And she had a hip replacement surgery, and I was doing my work from that vector point and also using this particular crystal as a tool to send energy back, and she could feel it. She came out of the surgery with no pain, and she called me up and said thank you, which is, you know, surprising that she could really sense it that strongly, and she did. And it's been a fantastic success of a surgery. Now, is it only because of the crystal? Well, of course not. There's been, you know, focus put in there. There's been prayer put in there. Saints and masters focused on her surgery as well for her. But the crystal was an absolute tool to assist in energy transfer and also to assist my body in holding energy while I did that. So they can be used as a transfer of energy. They can be used as what I said, sort of like a tablet of information from the past, if you're able to look into it that way and feel it and sense it. And they can be used as a grounding tool. So it was extremely important for me to use that to ground my body when doing that. Because these are generators, they always say that the Lemurians were the ones that received off-planet seeds for crystals, such as emeralds, and planted them at that time, and planted them in the earth. Like, an emerald is known to have been not natural to the earth plane, but brought here from another planet and planted as part of a massive healing tool. And the emerald is known as one of the most healing gemstones on the face of the earth. But when Atlantis came, the second civilization that was so advanced, and Atlantis imploded, the emeralds were actually damaged, and they haven't held the same power in them the same way as they used to in the ancient civilization of Lemuria. So people that are very attuned to crystals or learning about them might come across these types of tidbits of information around them, but the Lemurians were key to the planting of the crystals on the earth plane, and the crystals act as a network, much like our nervous system is a network. They are guiding points for ley lines of energy that crisscross through and over the earth. They guide the animals, like the elephants, the whales, the buffalo, other animals, where to follow energy lines and centers. They are critical to the feedback of the earth, which is a living organism, taking in accounting of different areas, species, energy, everything, and feeding it back into a system of intelligence within the earth itself, much like your circulatory system. and your receptors that go out in your body and analyze what's going on and then feedback that information. It's very much like that. So crystals are critical, and we will learn over time how critical they are to our civilization. There's so much more I can say about it, and I'll go into this more on another show. I'll segue into this additionally. But you can follow along on Facebook, and you can know there that I will post something or we'll do a second show on it if you want. So go to Facebook and check out Making Life Brighter and follow along there. And as you know, Facebook is not always showing you what's being posted, so you have to go back and kind of look for yourself and make sure that you're following along. But why these are such the kingdom of the crystal world, these Lemurian seed crystals, because they work within a planetary hologram, and they're connected to all the other crystals. So they have a message of unity and of love, and that was the key energy of Lemuria. The unity and the love really was what Lemuria stood for, as well as education, spiritual advancement. And it's work. The Lemurian seed crystal helps to reactivate within this planetary matrix the ancient memory of unity. And that way it helps as we go forward into this new earth that's coming. The seed crystals are always great for people that are working with energies or interplanetary grids of energy. And they kind of speak to some of the truths that were evident in Lemuria at that time and reactivate that within someone's soul and their heart. And so taking one of these and working with them is really something that will help you dial into a particular frequency that's now again being activated on Earth. Places that now include these activations are like Maui, Hawaii, the Western Cape of South Africa, the peninsula of Valdez in Argentina, some places in New Zealand even, and even the island of Madagascar. So these are places that are sort of vortexes or trigger points for these crystals as well. And the Earth is just such a living organism beyond our own self-centered place within it. If we step out of ourselves and look at it as if we were looking at it from space, we'd see so much more than we can see from our current perspective. But these places that are activated with this crystal right now are also places that, like, the whales travel to. And those that are holding this light matrix from Lemuria and ancient civilizations get it. They know where it's coming from. So they carry a very remote consciousness. And it's been said that the Lemurian seed crystals hold the codes of DNA in the fifth dimension. And they have some of the original codes of the universe from the star seeds that when they were planted here. Now, all that may sound very far out to those of you that are not into Lemurian seed crystals, but I guarantee if you sit with them long enough, you will become more attuned and more open to the energy and the power of what is behind crystalline energy. I mean, people have known this for ancient civilizations and beyond, because much of how they propelled things in the past civilizations was with the harnessing of crystalline energy. Today, your computers are grown in tuning bowls, which are crystal quartz tuning bowls, which are the ovens in which those grow. Your watch is run by rubies and by crystals. So we know there's energy in crystals. The Lemurian seed crystal is an extraordinary one, and the healing, grounding property, and the connection back to heart and soul is a great benefit from that particular crystal. So you can find them probably all over, and, you know, wherever you find crystals purchased, sold, you will find a Lemurian seed crystal somewhere out there, and you can look online, which is pretty cool today, because when I was growing up, we couldn't look online to just find it, and now we can. So I'm wishing you all a fabulous, fabulous week, and we'll be back with more really cool things and tools for your healing and well-being. Thank you so much for listening. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, and I hope you go out and you make somebody else's life much brighter. So just a smile, just a hello, eye contact, ground yourself, enjoy life. This is what it's all about. Don't get caught up in the chaos. Go jolly, everybody. Have a great, great week, and I'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to Making Life Brighter on the Health and Wellness Channel. Be sure to join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for information, inspiration, and education with leading experts in healing and consciousness. For more information and a complete show schedule, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. Making Life Brighter, successfully helping you feel better from the inside out. Go jolly!